As Sonoma County supervisors dig into their annual budget review process this week, they're being pressed to revisit and add to one specific line item, funding to restore hours of operation at county libraries.
The cutback in hours by 25% 2 years ago is a very, very difficult hit for our community to take. And what does it say about us that for the first time in more than 100 years, we can't keep our libraries open on Mondays?
Jonathan Greenberg is a writer, parent, and library user in Sevastopol who has launched an online petition drive to press Sonoma County supervisors for the funding needed to restore the library hours that were cut in 2011.
We have a budget in the county of $1.3 billion, of which about $400 million is discretionary general fund money. This would take, to restore hours, about $1.3 million. And for 2 years, our county government and our local governments have not been able to find a way to do this. And when I found out that there was no plan to restore these hours in this coming fiscal year, I said, as a citizen, as a father of two kids who use the libraries a lot, it's just unacceptable.
This appeal at the county level came only after Greenberg discovered that individual communities are blocked from directing support to their local library branches.
2 years ago when this started, I went to the city of Sevastopol and spoke to our council and mayor and said, can we raise the money here to keep libraries open in Sevastopol? And we were told, no, you can't. You can't keep your libraries open unless all of us could keep our libraries open.
That may change when the joint powers agreement between local cities and the county, which governs the libraries, is renegotiated and updated. But that won't get done for another year or two. And Greenberg maintains that greater library access is needed immediately.
So many of us are impacted by this. Tens and tens of thousands of people. The number of children who attend library programs has dropped by 12,000. Libraries are a vital public resource. There is nothing like them. Seniors, young children, and the neediest among us are those who most use the libraries.
Meanwhile, the future of another event, beloved by local book lovers, is a bit uncertain right now, as the Sonoma County Book Festival anxiously waits to see if their campaign to hire a part-time event director will be successful. The 12-year-old festival is preparing to make some big changes in response to feedback from past attendees, says Board President Karen Peterson. So they're hoping those same folks will help enable the update through a Kickstarter campaign with a deadline next Monday afternoon.
The book festival reached anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 people in that September Saturday that we've had now for over 12 years. We know people love the festival, so we want them to now step forward and help us continue it and make it new.
In addition to a new director, Peterson says the one-day festival is also preparing to relocate onto the Santa Rosa Junior College campus.
We will be in between Bertolini, the new students' building, and the library on the grass right there. And the children's program and some of our exhibitor booths will be out front.
The planned date for the revamped book festival, the last one still operative in the North Bay, is September 21st. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.